Now you might then wonder why it is that the next question, question 48, is really there at all. It seems to be asking a very similar question. It seems to be continuing with much the same theme. Because it asks, as you can see, what are specially taught by these words before me in the first commandment? Can any of the children remind us what the first commandment is? What is the first commandment? Tim?
The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me.
Excellent. You shall have no other gods before me. Thank you, Tim. Now, those words before me are very, very important. Because they mean, you shall have no other gods in my presence. No other gods in front of me. No other gods that you're worshipping while you're worshipping me. You are to worship God alone, he says. Worship me alone. Now, God is everywhere. Remember from the earlier questions that God is infinite. He is infinite in his being. There is no place where God is not found. And therefore, wherever we are, wherever we go, whatever we do, God knows our hearts. It says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27 and verse 15, cursed be the man who makes a carved or a cast metal image, an abomination to the Lord, a thing made by the hands of a craftsman, and sets it up in secret. You see, there would have been people that would have set up their own individual little gods in their own homes, in their own private places. And God says, you will not do that. You must not do that. Because the eyes of God can see everywhere. Do you remember when Hagar, the maidservant of Abraham, was running away from Abraham and from Sarah, and she got to a desert place, and there the angel of the Lord met her and saw her, and she said to him, you are the God who sees. You are a seeing God. Now, what we all need to remember every day is that the things that we think are in secret that other people can't see are things that the Lord sees. And the Lord knows our hearts. And he knows who we're worshipping. And he knows if we're worshipping someone or something more than we're worshipping the Lord. Or worshipping something as well as worshipping the Lord. Now, as I was reminded this morning and last night when I was thinking about this, these commandments, they really show that we're sinners, don't they? Because as we think about this command, we realise we have so often broken this command. We are always setting up other gods. The god of money, the god of popularity, the god of materialism, the god of self, which we'll think about particularly later on this morning. These commandments show that we are sinners. And that is one reason that they are given. It's a very important reason that they're given. The commandments show us all that we need a saviour. Now, why have we come together this morning? We've come together in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he kept these commandments perfectly. He had no other God but his own Father. And he died in order that our sins of idolatry, of worshipping another God, and all our sins might be forgiven. If any of us says we have no sin, we lie. We do not tell the truth. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us all our sin and to cleanse us, to clean us, to wash us from all unrighteousness. Count on it. Are you coming here today feeling absolutely rotten? I've sinned this week. I've sinned today. I can't stop sinning. Join the club. That is the church. The church is the body of those people who know themselves to be like that. But we have a great God, a great Saviour, who washes all our sins away. I realise that we omitted to actually say the answer to this catechism question together. So we should do that and think about it over the coming week, 2 weeks on this occasion. So I'll read the question and we can read the answer together. What are specially taught by these words before me in the first commandment? These words before me in the first commandment teach us that God, who sees all things, takes notice of and is much displeased with the sin of having any other God. Amen.